Going back to school is challenging for veterans. Jefferson Community College in Watertown and SUNY Canton will be awarded over $1 million this year to help more veterans graduate. WRVO's Julia Botero reports.
Picture this. You're a student dressed in, say, jeans and a t-shirt. You walk into a classroom and it's filled with men and women in Army uniforms. Today's lesson is military operations.
So you sit down in there and you tell me how you would do. You tell me how many questions you would ask.
This is the type of scenario Robert Harding at JCC says veterans experience when they go back to school, except in reverse. They're the odd man out. Harding says it's not that veterans can't do the work. It's just that they're out of their comfort zone.
I may be 44 years old with a wife and three kids, and I just commanded 600 people. Now I left that. I'm with 19, 20, 21-year-old people, and I don't remember why A plus B equals C.
Harding says the majority of the 400 veterans enrolled at JCC are older students who haven't written an essay or done math for almost 20 years. Most drop out after a few months. Harding says money from the SUNY system will help create remedial English and math classes specifically for veterans. The school will also hire more tutors to work one-on-one with students. Rebecca Smalls Kellogg, director of JCC's Learning and Success Center, says it's all about building relationships to figure out why some veterans are struggling.
So what we're trying with this program is to have these tutors have the opportunity to ask those types of questions.
Kellogg says the grant will establish a connection between JCC and SUNY Canton, so students interested in earning a bachelor's later can transition to Canton easily. Kellogg says she thinks we owe our veterans a chance at an education.
If they need a little extra time transitioning into an environment that they have not lived in, I think we ought to give them more than I can give them right now.
For WRVO News, I am Julia Botero in Watertown.